This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're at Villa Park. It's the final whistle. And we're here in the Doug Ellis stand, watching the Bees, still unbeaten in the Premier League. It's Aston Villa 1, Brentford 1. Another good performance by the Bees. Another good result. And maybe if we've taken a few of our chances, the result might have even gone on the positive on the Bees front. But this was a good result, wasn't it?
Yeah, good result, good team performance. I don't think anyone had a bad game. Several players had an above-average game. Can't knock anyone at all. Great for Tony to get a goal. Really happy with the performance.
Really happy with the performance here today. Listen, we're at Aston Villa. Again, I would say that this is kind of one of the better teams. There's like a top 13 and a bottom 13. And I'd put this lot in the top 13 of the league. So I think that, you know, we took the game to them and we didn't look out of place again, did we?
Philosophy. No, it was really good, yeah. Well deserved that point. And should have really won the match with that miss by Rico. But a fantastic turn from the fans here in another great point.
Another great point again out there. Bit slightly concerning from the way that we played, but we had Frank the Tank Onyeka was missing today. Apparently tested positive for COVID. So Godos came in to replace him. But he performed really well today, didn't he?
Yeah, man of the match for me. He's had a really, really good game. So, yeah, well done, Godos.
Yeah, listen. Do you want to talk to me today? Listen. Great, listen. Today, Villa Park, Premier League, Brentford, third game, still unbeaten. How was that game for you?
Fantastic. Brilliant to be unbeaten. Can't believe we're doing so well. Really proud of the boys. Fantastic. Just need to kick on now.
I mean, Aston Villa here today, they're no mugs. You know, good team, good players, Elgazi, you know, Bundia and that. But again, we still managed to hold our own as well and actually put them under a bit of pressure, didn't we?
Yeah, fantastic. I think our midfielders did very well today. Yanel, Godos, brilliant pressing. We're just a fantastic counter-pressing team now.
Ollie Watkins, when it came on, that was, again, manners from the Brentford fans. There was applause on both sides, wasn't it? Both the Villa fans and the Brentford fans applauded Ollie Watkins on the pitch. And it's good to see him, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Good guy, Ollie. Hope he does well. Kicks on, plays for England. But about the Bees today, good to see some old faces, though.
And listen, Ollie Watkins is coming over and he's going to... he's talking and he's slapping the Bees as well. Ollie Watkins is slapping the Bees. The Bees here today. So I'm going to just try to see if I can find someone else here. I'm going to find someone else to chat to. I'm going to find someone else to talk to here to see. I don't know the characters here. Yeah. Ah, yes, sorry. I'm in transit here. What a result, eh? What a result.
I mean, fantastic, a result. We're having that. We're definitely having that. I think we matched the man for the man. Fantastic performance. Really good. We had a couple of good golden opportunities. I'm thought to win the game, but unfortunately we didn't. But Raya was the man at the back as well.
Raya was the man at the back. We had the men at the front. It was Ivan Toney. Ivan Toney got off the mark in the Premier League. And what a goal it was as well.
It was a fantastic goal. I saw the space opening up and I just went, hit it, and it flew in.
So he listened to you, Slats, did he?
He did. He listened to me and he leathered it. It was a wonderful thing to see.
So good. So listen, today's game, I was just wondering, was your heart in your mouth at any time or did you think that we were totally in control?
We were in control at times of the game, but not always. That last couple of minutes save from Raya from the header. That my heart was in my mouth then.
Yeah.
I looked like it was going in.
But the Ollie Watkins header.
And then the Ollie Watkins, yeah.
But I mean, overall today, again, you know, we're away from home. 42,000 people in the house here. To be fair, they make a noise, you know, when it all kicks off here. But when it's quiet,
not very often do that.
But it's quiet in here as well, isn't it? We quietened them down on many occasions, didn't we?
We certainly did. Yeah, the support today was fantastic, as it will be for every away game this season, I'm sure, yeah. And home as well. But it was amazing. And we didn't look second class or second rate. We held the game to, didn't we? It was a great game, actually, flowing game.
It was. I mean, tell you what, I think I'm still finding really difficult because I know we're unbeaten, and some people might say we haven't played your Man City's and your Liverpool's, but I'm still trying hard to gauge this league because I don't know where these teams sit and I don't know where we sit within them because we've just not been in this league before. We look like we're coping and doing all right, but I just don't know whether or not, you know, it's going to be, you know, I just don't know where we are, and you know, next season we're going to meet Man City or whatever, and it's going to and we're going to see a different story.
It could be, but we played three teams who are probably mid-table teams, established mid-table teams now, and we're held our own at every one, haven't we? Got 6 points out of them.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where we are at the moment.
Happy B.
Happy, very happy B.
Happy
Thank you.
So listen, I know that you every time the B's pick up a point, you're delighted, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yes, I was nervous about this one because we've been calling it the Dean Smith Derby, and we've been thinking the two managers kind of know each other's secrets a little bit. So I was nervous about this one and not sure which way it would go, but I'll take a point.
Take a point. I have to admit as well, I mean, we went one ahead, and I think the fabulous goal, obviously we haven't seen it back as such, but the little back heel came in and Ivan Toney just sort of curved it into the net, and it looked fantastic from here as well. Well taken goal, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. There was some really fancy footwork at that end of the pitch. It was proper dancing feet, Maradona stuff, as we call it.
And to be fair as well, again, because we do the manners here, listen, Aston Villa's goal, when Buendia got the ball, to be fair to him, he got the ball, he sort of just turned around, came back, you know, wasn't closed down, and then he sort of just planted the ball in the back of the net. And I actually went, fair play, good goal. And that, I mean, I thought that was a great goal.
It was a good goal.
Annoying great goal.
It pains me to admit it, yes, but it was a good goal.
So listen, international break now, so we can have a little bit of a rest and come back. So are you still confident going into this season now after seeing what you've seen so far?
Definitely. I mean, I wasn't sure what would happen when we came up, but we kind of figured we're going to come to all the away matches, make the most of it in case we're not here for very long. But I'm taking all that back now. I think we might be here for a little while longer.
UBs. Listen, good result today. Were you pleased with what you saw out there on the pitch?
Yeah, I'd say we worked hard till the last minute and played well most of it. I think we may have edged it, and yeah, we played well.
I mean, we didn't. Obviously, we got the goal. It's a 1-1 game. I mean, the argument is that if you draw your away games and win at home, you're laughing. And obviously, we've got Fortress Griffin Park as well. So, you know, we've got that going for us. So, are you sort of quite confident seeing what you've seen in the first three games?
Yeah, as I said, we've been playing very well recently. And if we continue that, I'd say we'll survive comfortably.
All right, nice one.
Thank you.
I'm not quite sure. Where does this match rank in all the games so far this season?
I think it's probably our best performance of the season. Much better than against Arsenal.
Ooh, controversial. Why'd you say that?
Well, for one, Villa are a better team than Arsenal.
Oh, controversial.
And it was away from home. And we looked like Arsenal actually created a lot of chances in that opening game. I know they all got... We sort of ignore that bit because they missed them all. But
they were from about 45 yards.
They had a couple of better ones. I thought Ings looked dangerous, much better than anything Arsenal had up top against us. And I thought we defended brilliantly today. And you know, Henry should have got the goal just before half time. Difficult to ask a left back who doesn't score goals to score goals, but that one was presented. I just thought this was a much better test of what we're going to be up against in this league, and I thought it was a really solid performance. And I'm disappointed we didn't get the win, but I enjoyed it as a day out. I feel more confident after this week than last week that we're going to have what it takes to stay in this division.
And again, I mean, it's interesting because you talk about last week. There's two very different teams, very different styles of football, isn't it? So again, it shows what we have to come up against. I mean, we managed to match getting kicked around the park last week a little bit, and today it was a little bit more passing game, but we actually, to me, I just thought that we still matched them, and we actually gave them a few problems, and we hit them on the break, and we were doing things that we normally do, and I think they're a little bit scared at times.
It was lovely. It was interesting, wasn't it? It was very much the Frank versus you know what his name
well,
is.
Well, the teacher versus the pupil, was it?
Yeah, and I just... they both knew each other's strengths and weaknesses. They both knew how to get at each other. I thought it was actually a really interesting game. It was less sort of... it was less cut and thrust than last week. But it was, yeah, more tactical. But I thought we measured them, and that was a good thing. They had opportunities, but so did we. I just thought it was a good game. I enjoyed it, and looking forward to more of this football.
UBs. Listen, so we're outside the Doug Ellis stand here as well. Going to get the Villa view from the Villa fans in the house. First of all, what I'd say to you is that we love coming to this place. Your ground, wicked ground, 42,000, nice noise, and a good crowd, good old school ground as well. So we enjoy ourselves coming down here, and we've had a good day out, and I thought it was a good game as well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, considering Villa put a scratch team out, they lost a couple of key players to COVID. You know, not bad. They're slight strangers to each other. So it's a decent performance. There was some thrills. Wasn't a great game of football, but there were some thrills.
Wasn't a great game of football. For us, obviously, we've come up into this division and we have one task and one task only. That's to survive, to get 17th place. And we're gunning for that. Every time we get 1 point, we're delighted, actually, like, you know. And we, like I said to you, I thought that... I'll be honest with you, we're not quite sure about this division and we don't know what to expect every team that we play. But I thought we took the game to Villa today.
I wonder what the possession stats will say. It's probably about 50-50. You are not going to be embarrassed in the division. You know, we're looking mid-table, you look similar.
Tell us about your team. Obviously, you obviously must have seen the manners when Ollie Watkins came on. We gave him a big round of applause as well. We've got a lot of respect for that player. Doesn't matter if he's gone to Villa, you know, let him go there and do his business as well. But, I mean, your team today, like I said to you, Ghazi, I mean, I thought your goal that you scored, next level as well. I mean, we know Bendia from when he played for Norwich.
Yeah, top player.
Top player. Shouldn't have given him enough time to spin and turn, but that's one of the things. We were missing Frank the Tank Onyeka today, who would have closed him down, you know. But yeah, but tell us about him.
Yeah. Ollie Watkins is a delight. It was great to see him kind of back on the pitch. Buendia, he needs to settle in and he'll be a quality player. He needs to get back up to fitness. It was a nice test for everybody. Your fans did everybody proud. They're loud. Loud and proud. Louder than Newcastle.
So, there
you go. There's a bit of bait for them.
There you go. Well, the Newcastle fans, to be quite honest with you, they're so used to sticking everyone up in the corner. Like, you know, they don't know what's going to happen when they're down on the ground floor, do they?
They don't. No. So you did. It was great. You were a great credit.
That's great.
To the team and the game.
That's great. Well, listen, see you down at New Griffin Park, as we call it, next year. Have a good that's New Year's Day, I think it is. Yeah, so have a good one. Anyway, nice one. Thank you. Villa in the house here. Well, they're not in the house. They're actually outside, outside their end as well. Outside the Holt End we are at the moment now. We're just walking back. And I enjoyed that game. I don't know if you did.
Well, to be fair, I think you were the better side. Thought you'd come, played a good game plan. Wish you all the best for the remainder of the season.
I mean, it's very early on in the season. I know that you had a few injuries, a few players out. I mean, we had a few players out as well, you know, so I'm going to emphasise that as well. But we're not using that as an excuse as to what happened. I think you've got to play with the players that you got out there. And for us, I thought we came out and we matched you very well.
Totally agree. I thought midfield, you beat us in midfield. I think if we had a couple of other players back, McGinn, Mings, it may have made us stronger, may have made a difference to the game. But on the whole, I thought you did really well and I wish you the best for the rest of the season.
I'm just asking you as well, as a Villa fan, you know, you've been the second season now. Last season you were in survival mode and you survived, you know, at the last game of the season. So you understand what that's like. Looking at Brentford and seeing what they're like today, how does it sort of kind of match up? Because for us, it's all about survival. Forget about anything else, you know what I'm saying? It's about 17th place.
I think from what I've seen, you've got the ability to stay up. It is difficult and you will have a rocky road along the way. Villa were lucky that it's the famous year of the goal that was supposedly over the line against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
But I think you guys, you'll be fine. You'll be in the Premier League next year.
Right, okay. Well, I'll drink to you when you come down on the New Year's Day down at New Griffin Park, yeah? Okay.
Just go down there, yeah.
Wicked. Thank you. So, yes, back at the Boozer here as well. Got Villa in the house. And like I said to you, we do like coming down to Villa Park. Big ground, big sound. So the whole end, you know. Beast fans gave it their own as well today. So it's like when you get a crowd at the home that sings and then the away fan sings, it makes for better atmosphere. And especially the fact that the fans haven't been in the ground for 18 months. All we want to do, we want to come to football. We want to sing our hearts out, sing our team play and enjoy. And at the end of the day, 1-1 was the result today. And do you think that's a fair result?
Yes. Yeah, I do actually. I think you boys did well. We said on the train out, we're Villa fans, but we live in London. And we said we were sitting with some Bees fans on the way out. And we said, actually, a draw against your lot would be a good result. And I think a point each was a fair result. I think definitely a fair result. And yeah, you're absolutely right what you say there. I think it was a good atmosphere, both sets of fans. We've all had a good time. Sun's out. It was. It felt good to be back today, right?
Yeah, 100%. It felt good to be back. I mean, obviously, you had a couple of players out, you know, earlier on. So obviously, you were
not say makeshift team, because listen, you've got a lot of good players out there still today, and you know the game started off, but then afterwards, at the end of the day, when the bees went ahead, I was just wondering. I thought very good goal by Ivan Toney. Yeah. What was going through your head at the time there?
I was very, very nervous, and Ivan Toney's in my fantasy Premier League team as well, so I was kind of like, oh, you know, he's doing the business. He's a great striker, but the way we responded, I thought I was very, very happy with that. But I squeaky bum time, got very, very, very nervous about that then. I thought you boys were on top. For the first 15, 20 minutes, I thought you boys were absolutely on top. And I thought you played good football. I think that's the difference between you and some of the other teams at Camp, or some of the other teams in the Premier League, is that you were great to watch. The first 45 minutes was a fantastic... It was fantastic to watch, and I hope people enjoy our match of the day, because it was a great game of football. Really good game of football.
That's right. And the second half, it was almost like a game of chess. It's like, listen, you know, we don't want to lose, because we just come for the point. Say we come for the point, we need to make sure we stay in this league. And it was a game of chess.
I was a little bit disappointed, because I thought, you know, you probably could have had us, I think. And I think you started to settle a little bit. There was a lot of gameplay from Pontus as bloody usual. And I was a bit disappointed, because I was like, we were, as you say, not a makeshift team, but we weren't at our best, and I thought you could have had us.
An argument I'd say to us is that you have got some very good players. You saw what Buendia did to us in the first half,
exactly.
And maybe we turn around and saying that old in a second, because also, like, we got a left winger playing at right back. You know, we had our midfielder Frank the Tank and Yeka was out as well today. Maybe we thought in the second half, if we 100% go at you, you can nick us on the break,
it was sensible football, and you deserve the point. You were very worthy of it, and you made a lot of noise. I think it was a good day out for all. I think we're a little bit disappointed, because I think we could have done better, and you just see when you bring Watkins. Well, thank you very much for Ollie Watkins, but
no, listen, we love Ollie Watkins, man. He's a great player.
You see him come on, you see what you're missing, that energy, he's next level, and I think there's
100%. You were a better team when Ollie Watkins came on. But admittedly, we were more tired, and we'd taken off our players, like, you know, we'd taken our players off, like, you know, Jan Elton, that people who had energy to our side. So that was a very good time
to
bring.
Player as well.
He's a very good player.
I think you're a great side. You're very happy to have in the Premier League. I just hope that your squad can get you through, because that's all it's about. Like, we had the same thing when we first came up. We had a good 11, well, an okay 11, and then after that, there was nothing. So I just hope that you don't get plagued by injuries, and that you can make it through, because you're a top club to have in the Premier League.
So listen, we're heading back to the station quite soon. It's been a good day, actually, in the end, isn't it?
It's been a brilliant day. It's always good coming up to Aston Villa. The fans are friendly. The pub we use, the Barton Arms, is brilliant. And we don't lose up here. So it's a really positive day. A bit too hot, Bill. Sunshine.
It was very hot, wasn't it? Oh, my word.
But, yeah, I thought the bees going into the transfer window, the international break, unbeaten. We'd have taken that literally all day long. It's brilliant, you know, 5 points on the board, and you know, we scored another goal today. Ivan Toney's off the mark in the Premier League. That was brilliant to see. Yeah, it's all good. Another 2 points would have been incredible. Two wins and a draw, but a win and two draws, you got to be delighted with it, and we can go away, we can take stock, come back and be chomping at the bit for that Brighton game.
I'm going to say, I mean, listen, you know, and we can reflect now a little bit. I mean, that game, we first of all, I said we took it to them. I mean, I've been to Villa Park quite a few times. I've been there for non-Brentford games as well, and what I've noticed about Villa is that, you know, they make a hell of a noise, but if the opposition get on top, it also gets very, very quiet. And we actually quietened Villa Park for quite long periods today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And it's just, you know, with 40,000, it's difficult to, unless things are going all their way, it's really difficult to keep, you know, that incredible noise. You know, the noise when they scored was amazing. And I was glad I didn't hear it again. But yeah, we have silenced not our critics, but you know, and what the Villa fans have said to us back in the pub afterwards is like, you know, you're a really good team, you play really good football, we enjoy watching you, and that adds to it. We have, you know, we were physical today. We wound the time down pretty well. Our game management's improved. But I thought
we defended really well.
We did. Our defence was really, really solid. We're not diving in because we know that any contact they go down. We're reading the game excellently. And then Buendia, you got to give him credit. That was a classy touch and a genius finish. And you know we're gonna get that. And you know, that if they're the kind of goals we concede, Bill, you know you've got to tip your hat. So yeah, I go home tonight immensely proud of being a Brentford fan. Had a brilliant day out, and I am looking forward to Brighton because I think we're done.
We're gonna okay. We look forward to that after the international break. But like, we've got more things coming on. Check out Sunday's podcast. We'll have the weekend review coming out. We'll record it on Sunday and we'll check that out on Monday as well. Then we're going to the international break. We haven't worked out what we're going to do in the international break as well. But check that out. Yeah, we might have a little break actually. Or we might not. We might do something. We'll see how it goes. We'll let you know. Actually, transfer deadline day. Or we might do a transfer deadline day Tuesday podcast as well. Listen, now we're making it up as we go. Yeah, listen.
Do one on Wednesday for Thursday and do one Tuesday for Wednesday.
Okay, we shall see how that goes. Just check it out, but we'll give you whatever you need and whatever you want. But listen, thank you for everyone who supported us over the last week or two. We've had a few calls out for support and people have actually supported us. We've got the Francis man in the house. We're giving them a big shout out as well to the Francis man in the house as well. Proper supporters and other supporters that have gone us. Supporters on Ko-fi, besotted.com/beer as well. But you know what I'm saying? But we'll give them more proper shouts as well. But we're last out of the bottom arms, and I'm very, very delighted that we are unbeaten, as the Beast say. And I'm saying, we've got the Villa fans that are very friendly, and in front of you, we're going to say,
can you be?
Can you be?
Villa.
They start singing now. Better late than. Better late than never, as they say.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.